You've been widowed without the benefit of marriage.
Adam brought his head up abruptly and nodded.
Yes, that's quite true. I've never thought of it that way, but it is true.
The door to her room opened.
Emmeline, dear, is everything all right?
She shook her head.
Adam tried to ravish me, but I pushed him out the window. Yes, Mother, we're fine. We're just talking. This is Olivia's older brother.
The door closed, and she could hear Jane asking what ravish meant. Adam's shoulders shook, and he looked up at her ruefully.
I would never allow myself to be pushed out the window.
She laughed as if she had not a care in the world, and so did he. She looked at him closely.
Why have you come, Adam?
He stood abruptly, right in front of her, and she went to stand too, but he knelt down on one knee before she could move. She shook her head and backed up in her chair.
What are you doing, Adam? Sit down, please.
His face was close to hers, and she could see the gold flecks in his green eyes. She smelled mint, maybe a cologne or his tooth powder. He was wearing a black suit of fine fabric, a starched white shirt, a red silk tie, and a red and gray plaid vest. He looked like a picture out of a book, romantic and full of love. He picked up her hand from where it lay on her lap and looked into her eyes.
Emmeline Somerset, will you marry me?
The air left the room. She couldn't breathe. Had he said what she thought he'd said?
Pardon? I thought you asked me.
I did, Emmeline.
Will you be my wife? Adam, I am expecting a child. You're older than me. We hardly know each other.
Everything going through her mind was coming out of her mouth, it seemed.
I know you're expecting a child. I will be that child's father. Unless, of course, you intend to have a relationship with the father.
She shook her head, feeling dizzy.
No. Never. I'll never.
Then I will be the father, from the day of our marriage on. That child will be my child. Tears spilled down her cheeks. He was sincere, she was certain of it. And anyway, this was Adam Gentry, a trustworthy man if there ever was one.
I'm 10 years older than you, if my math is correct. But still not that old, he said, and smiled.
Not an old man quite yet. Something tugged at her heart. He wasn't certain of himself. Adam Gentry wasn't completely sure how this would end, and he must have known it could be embarrassing, mortifying really, if it were to get out that an expectant 22-year-old with no prospects for marriage had turned him down. It was most endearing. But there were other reasons.
We don't know each other very well, but successful marriages have begun on less. I believe we respect each other and each other's families. My parents married after only knowing each other for a few days. You know the story.
She was the love of his life, and he hers, he said.
How?
She whispered, and stopped to gather her senses and wipe her face.
How can you respect me? I had relations with the man I'm not married to. How can you enter a marriage if you don't at least respect your wife?
She could not look him in the eye. He turned her face to him with one finger under her chin.
Emmeline, he shook his head. Whatever the reasoning or circumstances that led to your state, it was a small piece, just a sliver of your life, that I know you've always lived well. You've always loved your family and served them. Why ever would I judge a lifetime on one instance, on one episode?
His words choked her and made her eyes fill again with tears, made her believe that there were sensible persons still to be found. She couldn't trust her voice for a full minute.
You do not love me. You'd be rescuing me, but what is in it for you?
He stood and sat back on his chair.
We will suit each other, I think. I wish to have children, and to do so I must marry. We'll be kind to each other. I'll not lie to you, though. I don't believe I'll ever love anyone in that way again. I don't have it to give you or anyone else. But you will have my name, my protection, and you'll have my honor, which is all I have left to give.